thinking about Vivian Wood a lot this week. I don't know why. So I would like that we all spiritually place Vivian in our hearts. As I understand, she needs our healing and our support. She's been with us a long time, and we value her spirit here. We are living in a tumultuous time, and I'm glad that Joy brought this up in the prayer, because I'm always a little reticent to start some political message. And it's disturbing. As I prepared for this message today, I was fixed on our economy, the war, a rising national debt, the world, concerns of health care and aging. And it left me thinking about the value of our days and what truly matters. And it seems to me that that hollow place is the chasm that exists between spiritual truth, what we find is spiritual, and what is brought to us in the form of political and religious truth. We stand between these agendas. And how can these truths merge to bring about love and concern and action that truly makes a difference? How do we measure the value of our days? Jacob corresponds to that spiritual journey, the story between Jacob and Esau, because we continually wrestle with our understanding of God, and we wrestle with who we are in relationship to our understanding of God. And how does this concept of God impact the life we lead individually? And how does this concept extend into the world? Joseph, at this time, is towards the end of his life. And he begins to reassess his motives of deceit. He tricked his brother out of his inheritance. He connived his father. He tricked his father out of giving Esau the blessing. Instead, he received his father's blessing. He tricked his uncle. And he feared the wrath of his brother because his brother wanted to kill him, yet Jacob now wanted to return home. Conflict sometimes runs these deep veins of truth that people forget what they are. I work with people all day who are struggling to make sense of what's happening in their lives, and when a loved one is dying, it seems like all the dysfunction appears. and people are trying to make sense out of what's going on. I think about my family. There's a conflict in my family, not my immediate family, but my cousins who haven't talked to one another for 30 years. And this all started over a situation where, I mean, they were like 18 years old. My cousin went to Vietnam. His girlfriend married someone else. And the family, she divorced, he came home, they got married, and the family really never forgave her. And so there's all this conflict, and I asked them, I said, why are you upset with Larry? Oh, I don't know. Why are you upset with Kathy? I don't know. People forget. I see this all the time at the hospital, everyone. We carry these deep resentments and these deep burdens, and they become us. And it's important that we begin to reconcile those conflicts, whether they involve someone else or whether they involve a way that we feel about ourselves. Jacob struggles with a mysterious being throughout the night. And I think he's lucky that it's only one night, because some of us have spent years or many, many hours or a lifetime struggling. We don't know whether this mysterious being is God, an angel, Jacob's shadow, or part or an aspect of his consciousness. And finally, in his struggle, both parties being exhausted, Jacob is struck on the hollow of his hip. The joint dislocates, and that joint is a prime weight-bearing aspect. The hip is what holds us. The hip is what grounds us. The hip is what allows us to stand and move forward in complex ways. Jacob's life has been disrupted. Something has happened that brings him to his senses in a way where he seeks to really see what is really true, what was really the direction of his motives, and what is really the healing aspect. He leaves with a limp, because pain is often our greatest motivator. Oftentimes we will not change until we experience great pain. Physical pain takes time to heal, and it's the scarring that we have to continually work with. There's a phenomenon in healing called retracing, and it's called Herring's Law. And what this law is that when we experience pain within ourselves, we just don't heal on this trajectory. We might realize that, oh, I see the error of my ways, but we just don't go from point A to point B. We retrace those patterns within us. We retrace that line of healing. We sometimes go back to the painful place. We sometimes rise above that painful place. But we can continue to feel and experience that limp over and over, whether it be spiritually or psychically, emotionally. And it takes great faith and openness to perceive our vulnerabilities and to ask for forgiveness, and to seek others, and to approach those that we have harmed for forgiveness, to open our hearts and our minds to say our truth. This church has an amazing history. And it has an amazing history of stepping forward. If this is the body of the church, I would look at that doorway as the hip socket. We are the core. This is the core of Central Teachings. And the hip socket is that door. And the leg stands out into the world where we stand. We have an amazing message to send others. We have engendered so much. With this denomination was one that has spoken out about slavery. We have spoken out about gay marriage. We have ordained gay clergy. Our theology brings together what is living and what is true and brings spirituality into a world that really needs healing. As people enter here, they feel at peace. It's a privilege to talk to anyone who has never been here, and when they enter this doorway. Transformation, like reconciliation, is not very transparent, and it's incomplete always. It's a continual struggle, like the woman in the New Testament, persistent, continually asking over and over and over, making herself known. When we struggle with God, we're struggling within ourselves. And it makes us more open to our encounters in all of life. And we return to those hurt places that we have either caused or sustained. In order to come face to face with harmony and reconciliation. Jacob means displacement, the displaced one. And Israel is the one who struggles with God. So our spiritual journey requires that we move beyond fear. It requires that we become authentic people. It involves courage and the willingness to move forward and step into unknown territory and to bring others through these doors. It's about befriending who we really are and becoming the spiritual beings that we truly are. Because, ready or not, someday all of this will end. And it doesn't matter what we have collected, what we own, whether we have wealth or power or fame or beauty, everything will become irrelevant. And what will matter is who we loved those hearts that we touched and the justice that we fought for. And the spiritual truth. That we study, that which we constantly strived for. What is of value in this life? Each of us. And it doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter what we do. It matters who we are together. And it matters what we do in the world to heal the brokenness, to lift the spiritual reality that God has given us. To be authentic and to love and to honor everyone. We are required to step away from greed, avarice, rejection. We are required to step forward with arms that embrace the love that God sends each of us every day.